Good morning, this is Monica with Family First Care. How may I assist you?
Hi, Dina just referred me to you about fingerprints.
Yes.
This is Michael Wynn, I'm sorry.
I need to just upload the system. Give me one moment, I'm going to place you on a brief hold, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you for holding. All right, so let me just put in your information here, just one moment. On your ID, do you show a middle name?
Yeah.
What's your middle name?
Jermaine.
Can you spell it out for me?
Hold on, let me see. Jermaine.
You said Jermaine?
Yes, E.
Okay, so Jermaine?
Yes.
Okay, and your date of birth is October 27, 1971, right?
That's correct.
What county do you live in?
Atlanta County. I just got fingerprints done up in this area about 2 weeks ago, though.
Do you have the results?
I have a receipt. They didn't give me the results. They sent the results to my agency.
You should get a copy via mail. You didn't get any letters from the Department of Aging?
No.
Is there any way that you can reach out to the other agency and see if they can send you the results, like send you a copy?
I can try, yeah.
So let me schedule the appointment just in case. If you're able to get those results and send them to me, then we might not need to, you might not need to go to this appointment. But I'll schedule you just in case because they might not want to give you a copy of it. Depends.
Should I contact them first?
You can, but I mean, I want to schedule the appointment since I'm already in the system here. If we need to cancel, then we'll cancel. It's easier to cancel than to just complete the appointment because I have to ask you how much questions again.
Jesus, man.
Were you born in the U.S.?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever used any aliases?
No.
Okay. And your mailing address is the same as your residential address, which is 860 Washington Avenue? Okay.
Yes.
What's your height?
5'11".
Your approximate weight?
220.
Your hair color?
Black.
Your eye color?
Brown.
What's your race? I have Asian, Black, Native American, unknown, or Caucasian Latino.
Black.
All right, and it tells me to select an ID that you want to take with you to this appointment. Do you want to use your driver's license?
Yes, I have a state ID.
A state ID, okay. All right, so I have a location in Linwood, New Jersey. It does state that because this is an out-of-state fee, you're going to be charged $25 in addition to the fingerprint.
Why can't I just do it up here at the same place I just did it at in PA?
Do you have the zip code? Because I can look it up by zip code only.
Oh, man. Just a second, I'm going to try to find it.
Sure.
Is 157 Montgomery Mall, North Wales, PA, 19454.
Okay, let me see. All right, I see the location. Let me see. So the next available date I have is for tomorrow. Do you want to go in the morning? The earliest I have is about 10:10. I also have 11:10, 12:10, 1:10, 2:10, 3:10, 4:20.
1:10 sounds good.
I'm sorry?
1:10 sounds good.
Okay, perfect. All right, so I scheduled your appointment. I'm going to send you the confirmation. Reach out to the other agency, see if they're able to get you the results. If not, then just make it to the appointment. They are going to charge you an amount of $24.95, so make sure you have that up front. When you finish, send me a picture of the receipt so that we can reimburse you back for this amount, okay?
Okay, sure.
Do you have any questions?
Did I have to take a drug test first?
No, we don't require a drug test.
Okay, let me see if I can get the fingerprints from my other police.
All right, sounds good. And I'll send you the confirmation shortly. I don't know if you got my text message, but can you send me your two forms of IDs as well? I see that you completed your application, your contest. I have your TV results. So far, it seems like I'm only missing your I-9W-4 form and your direct
right.
form.
Okay.
Okay. And then once you go to this appointment, if you find the results, that'll be better. But if you do need to go to this appointment, then we just have to wait until the results come back. And you do get a letter in the mail, and we also receive one on our end. Sometimes you get it first before we receive it, but we can each check each other and see if once the results come back, okay?
So my current agency, would they have the results yet?
I don't know because it really depends. There's some people that, they receive the results sooner. Others, it does take a while. Sometimes it could take up to a week, 2 weeks. There's no concrete, days that we have to wait. It just really depends. But you can reach out to them and see if they got any letters from the Department of Aging or check your mail also just in case you happen to maybe overlook it. But it should be an envelope that comes to your mail from the Department of Aging.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Keep me posted, okay?
All right, take care.
All right, you're welcome. Bye-bye.